Hello, it's Harry Brook, agriculture fieldman for Flagstaff County. And today we're talking to Linda Hunt, who is the coordinator of the Alberta Farm Mental Health Network.
You're listening to the official podcast of Flagstaff County.
So, Linda, tell us a little bit about this whole initiative, if you would, please.
Sure. Farm mental health has been something that has been on the minds of the politicians for a number of years now, and in our researchers. So in the States, they track a lot more mental health statistics in the States, and they found that in the Midwest, they are having huge increases in the number of suicides in their farmers. And we don't track suicides by occupation in Canada, so we have really no idea where that is at, but we have people that are interested, and if it's happening in the States, probably happening in Canada too. So back in 2016, researchers out of the University of Guelph started researching farm mental health and pulling some stuff together, and they ended up writing a report that went to the Standing Committee in Parliament to talk about this problem in our farm industry. So farmers are considered a high stress industry because so much of what they do is uncertain. There's so much uncertainty and you have to be able to make decisions quickly, and there's just a lot of information coming in at one time.
And it's probably unique as far as any, well, except I guess fishing would be another one, where you have no control over so many factors that influence your living, right?
Yeah, and like with farming, you can do everything right and still bomb and fail because the weather or the commodities or whatever. And if you aren't in the industry, it's really hard to understand. People, you know, they always joke that farmers, they're unhappy when it rains and they're unhappy when it's sunny. They can't make up their mind. But anybody that's in the industry kind of understands why weather is such a focus for farmers, right?
Yeah, and it's not the same for everybody. If you're trying to make hay and it's raining, you sort of say, oh, couldn't it just held off for a little longer? Whereas if you're waiting for the next bit of moisture, you're happy to see it for your annual crops.
Yeah, if you need it to fill out the heads or whatever, right? Yeah. So yeah, it just depends on what you're doing. So it's a high stress industry. We know that for a fact. The research that's coming out of Canada is showing that the majority of our farmers are suffering from either high stress or depression and anxiety. So there's a lot of concern around that. And the research that they've done in Guelph, they've been able to get the attention of Parliament and government. And so there are some resources that are being added to the file, right, to address how that is being done. And it's being rolled out across Canada.
So there's a lot of different people and different things going on in the whole mental health picture as it's become more, I don't know if you say popularized, or certainly there's a greater awareness, right? So
definitely,
do we need more people doing different things or the same thing? So how is the network actually going to operate?
So how they've addressed it across Canada has been a little different for each province. And in Alberta, we have this amazing network of localized social services, like through FCSS and the Rural Mental Health Network that is already going through the Canadian Mental Health Association has a Rural Mental Health Network, and they have animators in small communities across the province. And so what that means is that we have people that are looking at and dealing with and interested and engaged in mental health for farms and rural communities across Alberta already. We also have our ministry knows, the Ministry of Health realizes that we have rural access problems for our mental health services. And so they're trying to address that through their services in AHS. And they've contributed funding to crisis lines and through getting more access to mental health services in more remote places. And they've also contributed to the Canadian Mental Health Rural Mental Health Network animators and getting some training and some dollars out there for addressing localized issues within communities. And so there's a lot of work being done. However, what we're finding is it's difficult. Like, people don't know who to call and when and how. And I've tried several times to help people that I know that are trying to get access to services for their kids that maybe they're having some problems at school, or for their spouse, right? Like, and they're trying to navigate the system. And like, it's tricky. It can be really
simple,
tricky.
Is it?
No. And it depends. Like, each, like, for example, the primary care networks. I mean, those are independent, not-for-profit organizations that are funded based on the number of patients that the doctors who have that association have. And so each PCN has its own unique flavor. And some of them are really good at being able to refer people to mental health services in the public sector, and some of them aren't. So you can't even say to someone, just go to your PCN or just go to your doctor. There's lots of rural doctors. No idea how to get people connected.
There's no consistency, is there?
Right. So that's what we wanted to do. We know there's lots of money being spent. We know there's lots of people out there with a passion for it, and there's lots of good stuff that's happening. And so for our network, we just want to kind of pull all those people together and have a conversation and figure out where we can coordinate this. How can we put a nice front on it so that people and the general population, well, farmers in the rural population, know how to find those services and are confident on how to find them. So there's a few things. There's stigma that we have to get over. Seems like the older generation, there's more stigma than the younger generation. There's a lot more people talking about mental health and a lot more people willing to get help. So we have the stigma. So we want to keep the conversation going, and we want people to be able to find resources easily so that it helps with the stigma part of it. And then there's just knowing how to refer people and knowing how to recognize the signs of mental health distress and when should somebody get help, right? So there's the education piece for the whole community, not just for somebody that may be suffering from depression. And then there's the piece of educating the or supporting our mental health workers to know how to talk to farmers. Yeah. So one of the things that they found is that most farmers would get discouraged. They'd finally get, okay, I really need help. And they go in and the guy would say, like, you need to take 2 weeks off. Well, how's a dairy farmer supposed to take 2 weeks off? I mean, like, no.
It's ridiculous.
That's not an option, right? Yeah. And so, like, you need to have people that understand the business of farming to be able to come up with solutions and treatments and options for farmers that make sense to them. Yeah. Because right away, that farmer, he just walks out the door and he's not going to go back, right? Like, we just lost him. And so those people that we have that are responding to those mental health problems that the farmers are bringing forward, we want them to understand agriculture. So we either want to find ones that come from a farming background, and there's actually people that come from a farming background
involved
in psychology and that sort of thing. So we're really optimistic we're going to be able to get a list of people together for that.
Oh, good.
And like, to train people to know how to address these,
how to even speak to them, right?
Yeah, like how to, like, because it is a culture. Like, farming is a culture. And rural Alberta is a culture, but farming is a segment of that culture. And there's just approaches that have to be, just like when you're addressing any kind of culture of people, you have to use the right words in the right way. And
it's almost like learning the language, right?
Yeah. So that's part of it too, is we want to reach out to those healthcare professionals and really encourage and support the ones that want to are working in our rural areas to know how to speak to farmers about what's going on, and they have an understanding of agriculture. So there's a lot of aspects to this, and so we're going to see where things go, right? So we've identified those already. We have a steering committee that's made up of quite a few organizations, like the Canadian Mental Health Association. Their Rural Mental Health Network people are on our steering committee. FCSS FAA, so the Family and Community Support Services. They're on our committee. The Rural Healthcare Professionals, I forget all their acronyms, but they're the ones that recruit all the healthcare people in rural areas. So they're on our steering committee. We have the Mental Health Advocate. They're on our steering committee. And so we're trying to pull in as many of these people that are involved currently, have the conversation, find out where the needs are and see what we can do to address them, either through just deploying the services that are there already in a slightly different way, or maybe we're advocating with the government and say, hey, we need some more investment here or there, right? So
but at least
kind of where we're at.
Well, I really love the idea that it's actually being specific to the agricultural community because it is such a unique industry, right?
Yeah. So,
very interesting. And how far have you got so far?
Oh, I got to talk to lots of people. We've also, so the contract that I have is with the, I'm going to say it wrong, Agriculture Applied Research Extension and Extension Council of Alberta. So ERICA is what it's commonly known as. They have the grant from the government. And so on their website, ERICA, ERECA.ca, we have set up a couple of landing pages under the Farm Mental Health Network. So under there, we have listed the supports that we are, as we find them, like here's links to services for emergency right now, that kind of stuff. We're also looking at, we have an events calendar set up. It's going to be improved, I hope, soon.
Now, we're working on that. After COVID, right?
Yeah.
There might be events allowed.
Yeah, we'd like to put on events. And so people can see where they can connect to any events that are like the Mental Health 101, or there's In the Know is another one. We've actually partnered to try and promote the In the Know program. And we can talk about that in a minute because that's a really good one.
I was so curious about that.
So we want to put those on our events page. And then we also are trying to compile resources. So let's say you're an FCSS in your local community, you've identified mental health in farmers as something you want to address. Okay, how do we put a workshop or something together? So we want to put resources that are specific to Alberta together so that people can download what they need to put on really good events. And we want people to share them. So if you're putting on an event and you have a really good resource, please submit it through
Why
our
not?
Website.
We can, resources
yeah,
are limited,
share it
right?
around, right? Yeah. Let's see how many people we can help, right? And then I also wanted to put on there research reports or articles in the media, just anything about farm mental health that's going on right now so that anybody who's interested in the topic can find information about what's going on in Alberta or Canada, like localized information. So we want to reach out to the research community and make sure they're engaged because that's where we get our data that we need for advocacy to get support, right? Like that's how that all
you need the evidence, right?
Yeah. So we need evidence.
The smoking gun.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what we've done. We have the landing page and we have the steering committee and we're having lots of conversations and we're starting to pile things together. Oh, and we did a survey. So I have a survey. You can link to it on our website. We also sent it out through our steering committee's networks and we're trying to get engaged people to submit events, resources, ideas through that survey. So it's set up for anybody, general public, all the way to politician who wants to take the survey and contribute to our project. It's there and we'd love to hear from you. So that's what we've done so far.
Well, it sounds busy. I'm getting tired just listening to the list.
There's a lot going on.
You were talking about the Connects thing.
Oh, like that In the Know?
In the Know, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, so In the Know. So the Canadian Farm Mental Health Research is really coming out of the University of Guelph. And when they started doing their research, they researched first just a core group of farmers right in Ontario. And then they realized how big the problem is. They've been expanding that across Canada. The thing that they noticed is there isn't really a training program that's like a mental health literacy program that's specific for the farming industry. And so they have created one. And so that's what In the Know is. So if anybody has taken that Mental Health 101, which is an excellent course, and that's also a Canadian course, it's like that, but kind of focused on, and it uses farm stories. The educators or the facilitators have to be from a farming background. Mm-hmm. They're trained specifically to use and to talk about the farming industry and the challenges in the farming industry when they are delivering that content. And so it's really focused on the farm families. And across Canada, we get our own facilitators. So it is specific to what agriculture you're doing in your own province. So the uptake has been really well. They piloted it 2 years ago. And then Ontario or Manitoba ran a bunch of events in 2020. And they ended up putting them all virtually. And then in Alberta, the organization that has the license for In the Know is AgSafe Alberta. And they have the license, they have hired the facilitators, and they are looking for organizations to partner with to deliver these In the Know events this extension season. So anybody that's interested in partnering with AgSafe on one of these In the Know events can contact them through an email address. Yeah. And it's admin at agsafealberta.ca. So agsafeab.ca. So agsafeab.ca.
All right. Great. Well, thank you very much, Linda, for this update. And I look forward to seeing more tangible results from the collaboration, I guess, the making the linkages.
Yeah, I'm really excited. There's so many people that are interested, that have identified mental health and access in the rural areas, and particularly for farmers, as an issue that needs to be addressed. So it's kind of exciting to see so much activity and energy and resources being dedicated to addressing this issue. So I'm really looking forward to see where this goes. So like I sign off all my emails, let's do something awesome.
Yeah. And
that's the Alberta way, right? A grassroots. Yeah. We just localized response and a lot of people with passion. And I think it's going to be good.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Linda. I've appreciated this information. And if they want, who should they call? If they want more information on this, other than the AgSafe.
Well, they can contact me, and my email is way easier. It's Linda at Erica, A-R-E-C-A dot yay. And join us on our website. You can link to us from there or send me an email or drop me a line. It's all good.
Thanks a lot, Linda.
Thank you.